Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 11, and what we have seen so far, that once Arjuna saw the Virat Rupa, the first thing he noticed is that cosmic man has many mouths and many hands and many legs. In other words, he has seen this world without the space at all, space and time. So he sees this as all the individual entities which we see as separate from each other. Right now, the separation between you and I is perceived, I as an entity, you as an entity. That first perception is gone, that everything is merged into one as the parts of the whole. So now he sees that and he says, Aneka Baha Udar Vaktram Netram Pasyami Tvam Sarvatra Ananta Rupam. I see infinite form with this infinite hands, infinite mouth, because we at our level perceive beings as with mouth and hands, and that's our perception what a being is. And now he sees all the beings in one. So all the beings are the part of the one big entity. So all the hands belongs to him, all the mouth belongs to him. But then, as we know, that all the parts together does not make a complete entity. It's like if I disassemble my radio or my phone and all the parts are lying there, just putting all together in a bundle doesn't make my cell phone. So all the parts together does not make the whole. The whole has its own characteristics when it all works together. So the next he sees is the Lord's Rupa as the God, or the gods he has seen, or he has learnt in this Vedic literature about Vishnu has this crown in his hand, a conch in his hand, and mace in his other hand. All that perception of these divine beings he now sees in that. So he says, Kiritinam, Gadinam, Chakrinam, Cha, Tejo Rasim, Sarvato Diptivan. From the assemblage of the parts, assemblage of this individual in this pluralistic world that I am used to of seeing, I now see them all together. But they all together does not make the Supreme Being. The individual, individual mind, individual intellect, individual has individual bodies. When you assemble all of them, put them all together, become the cosmic man. But we say, well, with all our ignorance, if we are all together, we will be even mass of complete ignorance. So the whole is not really the sum of all the parts. He sees now that divine being. So he says, I see you as with the crown on your head. This is the Vishnu. He also sees all the other divinities in them. And then it occurs to him, or then he realizes that who I am witnessing is Tvam Aksaram Paramam Veditavyam Tvamasya Visvasya Param Nidhanam. Now that I have seen that all beings are in you, but those beings as an individual does not make you as the whole, but you as the whole makes all this individual who they are. So from the assemblage of the beings, I see the divine being whom we are part of. And then he realized that here is the source of the universe, source of my being, resting place for my being. So Tvam Aksaram Param Nidhanam Tvamasya Visvasya Param Nidhanam. Now I now feel and understand clearly that you are the imperishable, the supreme being, all that Vedas talk about and Upanishads talk about. I have heard about it. I have intellectually understood about it, but I have never experienced it. Now that I see you in all your glory, that I know who you are. that you are the supreme being, worthy to be known. Visvasya param nidanam dharma gupta sanatanahatvam puruso matome veditavyam. You are worthy to be known. All my life I want to know myself. More I try to know about myself, more I superimpose the layers on it, saying, oh, I am this and I am that and I am that. They say, no, you are that, worthy to be known. That which makes a part of myself, or that myself is part of, is worthy to be known. So he's having this revelation as he sees. First he sees as everyone is one, or he is the supreme being. Now he realizes he is the source of all the beings. And then he obviously continued to describe what he sees. Anadi, Madhyam, Anantam, Viryam, Anantabahum, Sasisuryanetram, Pasyamitvam, Diptahutasavaktram. Now he describes and says, I see you without any beginning, middle and the end. Which is our normal feeling when we can't comprehend things in its totality. He's still seeing this vision through his limited mind and intellect. He's having this experience and understanding, but he's overwhelmed by it. It's like the circuit is overloaded. So he says, I see you without any beginning, end or middle. And he keep repeating this thing. He says, Anantabahum, Sasisuryanam, endless arms. Your eyes are like the sun and the moon are your eyes. Whatever the experience we have as individual, we can only superimpose that on any vision we would have. So sun and moon we have seen as the source of light. I see that as your eyes. I see you as endless and there is no beginning. With endless arms, the sun and the moon being your eyes, the burning fire your mouths and heating the whole universe with your radiance. And then he says, Amihitvam surasanga visanti kechit bhitaha. Once we see this total universe in a one complete panoramic view, we now see how the different beings are reacting to their experience of their own self, experience of their own understanding. So it says, Amihitvam surasangaha visanti kechit bhitaha pranjalayoho grunanti swasti yoktva maharsi siddha sangaha stuvanti tvam stutibhi puskalabhi. I see that the host of devas are entering into you. In other words, all these devas, the divinity which I have known, I see in you. They are all in you. And now I also see that the host of rishis with their joined palms are worshipping you. Because we have this vision of what people are doing. Now you see it all at one time. Rishis are worshipping the self. Kechit bhitaha. Some are frightened. And maybe it be in some extol in fear with joint palms. You know. Some are afraid. Some are saying, swastihi iti uktvaha. May all they be auspicious. All the prayers which we do individually and collectively. Now he sees all of that, how people are, how beings are relating to the Supreme Self. In fact, we are normally afraid of getting out of our limited identity. Therefore, meditation, some people say, well, maybe you will lose your mind and you will go crazy. In other words, you may lose the connection with your ego. That this is me is my comfort zone. This is me, this is my body, this is my mind, this is my intellect, this is my comfort zone. If I lose connection with that identity, maybe I'll be completely lost. So therefore it's a kechit bhita, with the grand idea of this entire cosmic self is me, is very frightening because there are more unknown in it than known for me. So some are frightened with fear and worshipping. Some are saying that there will be auspiciousness everywhere, praying for that. All the host of rishis and these prophets, all they are doing is just making connection within, praying for rest of us who do not understand you. I see the Rudra, Aditya, Vasavo, Yesadhya, Visve, Aswino, Marutascha, Gandharva, Yaksa, Surasiddha, Sangaha. Everything that I have learned in my understanding of my culture. And then we have heard about this Gandharva Loka and then Yakshas. I see all of them into you at one time. Not only I see all these beings jumbled into you, but I also see all these Gandharvas and Yakshas. You know, anything that my mind can think of, I see in you. I see the terrible, I also see the pleasant in you. I see that you are almighty. I understood you are the source of all the beings. You are the source of everything. Nabhas prusam diptam anekavarnam vyatantanam diptavisalanetram drishtva hitvam pratyatitantaratma drutim navindami samam cha Vishnu. On seeing your form touching the sky. Now he's explaining his situation. How does he feel? On seeing your form touching the sky, flaming in many colors, with mouths wide open, with large fiery eyes, I am terrified. We want to know, but we only want to know what we feel comfortable. Anything beyond that, our mind is not capable of taking it. Therefore, any excessive pain, excessive even emotions will shut down our system. So now he says, I see this, and I see this because you have given me this special vision, but in my heart I'm terrified. I just can't grasp what your being is. So having seen you, that you are infinite, wherever I see you, I'm terrified. I'm terrified at heart and find neither courage nor peace. So sometimes our ignorance, not sometimes, we live in bliss in our ignorance. More we don't know, better off we are. It's like somebody says, Manil, let me give you this vision that you can see all the time what's happening in your body. And say, no, please, I'm fine. I really don't want to know what's going on inside. I'm very happy not knowing at all. Because that's a grand vision that we are not programmed to see it in its entirety, in its detail. I feel good, that's good enough for me. I really don't need to know that, okay, the heart is working fine, liver is doing this, or kidney is doing that. Meena, long time ago, crushed her finger in a door. And then it was at night, she was working night shift. They called me after a while. I took her to the emergency room. No, actually, urgent care type of situation. And the nurse said, look, we are understaffed today. So you have to help us. We have to stitch her because the finger was literally falling apart. We have to stitch it back. But we don't have anybody. So you need to help her. I said, oh, no problem. Because as long as it was all covered up, and so I said, oh, no problem. When they opened it up, I said, you know, I'll tell you what. You need to excuse me. And the lady said, oh, you can't go anywhere because we don't have anybody to help us. You know, you have to hold her. And I said, I'm telling you that you need to let me go. She said, no, you can't go. Then all that blood gushing out, that finger hanging with, you know, I started feeling dizzy. And I said, you need to let me go. There were two patients. But she didn't believe me. And I just fell after a while. Look, I told you we were understaffed. We were not even enough for one patient. I had two patients to take care of him. Because as long as I don't see that blood gushing out, I was fine. Once I saw it, I was not fine. Things which we intellectually understand, but sometimes we are not programmed to experience it. You know. I see all of that, and I'm terrified at heart. I don't have any courage or peace. Because normally we say, well, if I have this grand vision, I'll be at peace with myself. Arjuna said, no. I don't have any courage or peace. Having seen you is this infinite form. And having all these happenings, people are coming into you, going out of you, all this I just cannot tolerate. And then he continues, Dastra karalani te mukhani drustva eva kala analasannibhani disho na jane na labhech samayi Prasidha Devesa Jagan Nivasa. Why I don't have any courage or I have any peace? Because I see you, having seen your mouth filled with tusk. The world which we want to really see, divine world, we can sanitize this world. That Bhagwan's world is all these nice people doing nice things, is the divine world. And then we very conveniently say, this all this evil which is happening in this world, the dirty things in this world, all these things is not. Hey Bhagwan, get rid of all these things, just keep all these nice things, and the world will be just perfect. Arjuna says that that's not reality. Reality is everything is one. The good I see is also the manifestation of God. The evil I see is also evil from my perspective. The early bird catches the worm. Good for whom? For the bird? But both are obviously the manifestation of the same event. You know. So now when I see that, I obviously can't see it. I can't tolerate it. We feel very good, but I'm a vegetarian. And so why that is? Because I can't kill any former. Okay, good. As long as you don't understand the plant has the same life, the same awareness. It may not be at a level as we understand, but they have also life, they also communicate, they also fear, they also have the same emotions. It may happen at a different rudimentary mind level. And once you understand that, all your nice feelings about being vegetarian evaporates. See, that's why in our culture, when we pluck a flower, you have to apologize. Tulsi patra, when you take, you also. So when we put a foot on earth, when you get up, you have to do a prayer. Because we realize that there is no way that we can be disassociated with this system. Where one only supports the other. Jivo jivasya bhojanam. Only a life can support the other life. Only one life can become the food for the other life, you know. So we are a part of this chain, but mentally we have disassociated from that. So we feel comfortable. Once we see that that's not the reality, we don't have any peace. All this life I thought, this is right. And now I see there is no different than what I thought was not right. So having seen your mouth, the pralaya fires, I know not the four quarters. I don't know which is right and what is wrong. What is left and what is right. I can't see. I can't differentiate between the four quarters, or the four disas. Nor do I find any peace. In knowing this, I'm not at peace now with myself. Oh, okay, this is all, that's okay. Let people get killed. This is all part of that. I have no peace. O Lord of the Devas, O home of the universe. I know you are the Lord of the Devas. You are the place of the universe. But knowing this is not giving me any peace or courage. And this is basically an indication. Just by intellectually understanding the God will never give me the peace or never give me that bliss which I'm looking for, that happiness which is the quest of my life. Intellectual understanding is not the remedy for that. Amichatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha sarvehi saheva anipala sangehi bhismo drona suputra tatha so saha asmadiyehi api yodamukhyehi. Now he comes back to his own situation. Why all this thing started? Because he didn't want to fight. He didn't want to fight because he didn't want to kill his own people. We always come back to our own situation to find answers in whatever we are doing. You know. Why are you going to school? Because I want to get a degree. Why want to get a degree? Because I get a better job. Why want a better job? I want to be happy. So we always try to find our situation in this grand scheme of things. And now he comes back to say, now I see all the son of Dhritarashtra, who are my enemies, okay, with all the hosts of kings on his side who are fighting against me, you know, they are, Bhishma, Drona, and also the Sutaputra, Karna, as their main warriors. And also not only theirs, but also the kings from our side, I say. Into your mouth, Danstra Karalani, Vaktrani Te Tvaramana Vishante. They are going into your mouth. Danstra Karalani Bhayanakani. And how is your mouth? It's not very pleasant place to gradually going on a 2 weeks vacation with this terrible teeth hanging out. This is the description of our perception of death. How do we see death? Not a nice, wonderful place to go. It's a fearful, a very painful experience. So as I see them all entering into you with your mouth, which is so terrible to see, mouth of this death that we have been always fearing. And now I see them all entering into that. Kechit vilagna dasanantaresu sadrusyate churunitehi uttamangehi twaramanaha. They are going hurriedly. They are as if they are not, we are not lazily going into a vacation. They are hurriedly entering into your mouth. Now, if we see our life, right now it looks very pleasant and leisurely we are living our life. But if you see from the cosmic time point of view, our life is just a little blip in that. And now if you fast forward my life, from my birth to my death, it almost looks like I am rushing into my death. You know, I never take a break. Because every minute I am rushing towards my death. That's basically our journey. From birth to death, we are hurriedly going towards our death. Now he's fast forwarding this thing. He see all these people are hurriedly entering. Helplessly they are hurrying into the mouth of their death. When we see our life or others' life, all we see is they have taken birth, they have done this, they have done that, and then gone, you know. So now you fast forward everything. It seems like all these kings, they are hurriedly entering into the mouth of this entity, which is called death to us. And kechit vilagnaha dasanantareshu. Some are getting stuck between the space between your teeth. Some are not crossing over easily. They get stuck somewhere. Our attachment does not want us to go someplace. So it says, dasanantaresu sadrusyate chunitehim angehi. With their heads crushed in your mouth. No matter how much attached, I don't want to go. Time comes, I'll be destroyed. He sees this all at once. All these kings, all these relatives, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, he didn't want to fight and kill. They're already rushing towards their death. They're already getting crushed by their own actions, by their own life force. They're going towards their death.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.